Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice Podcast is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and presented by KRDO News Radio. The Veterans Voice, sponsored in part by USAA. USAA is hiring. If you'd like to join their great team, head on over to usaajobs.com. Today, we're talking about programs providing financial, mental, and emotional wellness for our area veterans and their families here on the Veterans Voice. Starting off with Madison Bell, the incoming director of Veteran Family Resources at Mount Carmel. And Madison, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Veterans Voice.
Absolutely. I'm excited to be here. I just want to share that I have been with Mount Carmel for about 9 months, and I'm actually a military spouse of an active duty soldier stationed here at Fort Carson.
That's one thing that we know Mount Carmel does so much great work for, not only the active duty service members but veterans, but also their wide-ranging support, including for families and spouses as well. And let's talk a little bit about kind of that role that you see as far as the military spouses really helping, having that impact with Mount Carmel.
Absolutely. So especially in veteran and family resources, we look at the whole family and we try and assist with the whole family's needs. So our mission and goal is really just to provide that non-clinical case management and then assist those veteran families who are in a financial crisis.
Absolutely. And it's not just the financial aspect that you really help with when it comes to veteran family issues. What else do you guys do in the office to really help provide that support to our veteran families?
So it really starts with our intake specialist, Kelly. She takes those phone calls and she is the start. She can provide resources for just about anything, but then she'll go ahead and get families connected to a case manager if they're needing that non-clinical support moving forward.
Absolutely. And of course, we know that the finances, it's a key thing, especially as you have that transition from active duty to a veteran status. I know a lot of things up in the air, obviously. The paycheck really coming from the Department of Defense, from whatever branch you're in, to trying to figure out what to do in a civilian world if there is any transition time, things like that. And that's where some of these programs at Mount Carmel can really come in and help provide resources and coaching for families going through this new stage in life.
Absolutely. So we have a financial coach. And that part of our program plays a really big part in giving clients the hand up and not a handout. And so some of the biggest financial concerns when someone is transitioning out of the military is that pay gap and then possibly a pay decrease coupled with added expenses such as housing and health insurance that they may not have or they haven't been paying beforehand.
Absolutely. And of course, your role as a spouse of an active duty soldier really can help put this in better perspective than many people out here as far as some of the needs and concerns that men and women who are making that transition go through every month.
Absolutely. But we also know that financial concerns can come up after transitioning out of the military, and that's our financial coach can help with that too. We understand that throughout life, you know, there's job loss, increased prices of living. They may be on a fixed income or dealing with a disability. But there's also those irregular expenses such as car repairs and things like that that just come up unexpectedly.
Absolutely. That's one thing that Mount Carmel really comes into is that the financial coaches do provide not only one-on-one sessions, but also workshops throughout the year to really help with that financial literacy once you've made that transition out of the service.
And the one-on-one sessions are great because our financial coach individualizes those to the client's needs. So they definitely work with the client and make sure it's not just a blanket statement that they're getting. They look over finances with them and make sure it's applicable to them. But they'll also create a basic spending and savings plan to assist the client in managing their finances moving forward.
Absolutely. And of course, there are so many great ways to help with this. And we know it's not just the staff, the coaches at Mount Carmel, but it really, as we always say, and it's kind of a cliche, takes a village to help with a number of these issues. And that's where some of these great volunteers that we're going to hear from next really come in. Madison, if anyone wants more information as far as connecting with the Veteran Family Resources team at Mount Carmel, what's the way to do so?
So the best way to do so would be to give us a call at our appointment line, and that's 719-309-4752. Or they can always email us at vfr at mountcarmelcenter.org.
And of course, that phone number one more time, 719-309-4752, or email vfr@mountcarmelcenter.org. Of course, all the information you can start off with at veteranscenter.org, or just give the main line at Mount Carmel a call and they will get you connected in the right way. That number is 719-772-7000. Madison Bell, thank you so much for your service, for your support, and for joining us to talk about what you do at Mount Carmel.
Absolutely. Thanks for including me.
All right. Still ahead, we will talk to some of these volunteers that are really helping with the financial literacy aspect of this as we continue here on the Veterans Voice podcast.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
This is the last furnace you'll ever buy because it comes with a lifetime equipment warranty and a lifetime workmanship guarantee. Who does that? The Wire Nut does that. Get your new furnace installed for as little as $59 per month. The Wire Nut does that.
Welcome back to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast. The Mount Carmel Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veteran Services and presented by KRDO News Radio, sponsored in part by WireNet Home Services with licensed HVAC technicians, master electricians, and plumbers. Visit thewirenet.com for more information. Continuing to talk about some of the resources that are being made available to our veterans and active duty families through Mount Carmel when it comes to financial wellness. Joining me now is Mark Schuster. He's a volunteer and a Financial Peace University facilitator here through Mount Carmel. And Mark, thank you so much for joining us here on the Veterans Voice.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. And I just want to let everybody know that I do this with my wife, Mary, who unfortunately wasn't able to be here due to a prior commitment.
And of course, Mark, we'll start with your service as well. You are a veteran as well, so thank you for your service. And let's talk a little bit about kind of that mindset and really wanting to help give back to other veterans throughout the community.
That's true. I'm actually still serving in the Marine Corps Reserve. I'm a colonel. I serve out of New Orleans as the Command Inspector General for 4th Marine Logistics Group. And having come from a family of military service members, my wife and I, our passion is our veterans and their families, not only for their service that they've given to the nation, but also trying to take care of their families, their children, and their future as well. A very unique set of professionals amongst our community, and we try to give as much as we can to our veterans through Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. We support Prep Connect and ESGR and other activities at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. So we're just happy to be able to be a part of the team.
Absolutely. And of course, regular listeners here on KRDO News Radio, they're very familiar with the principles of financial peace, obviously taught by Dave Ramsey. But let's talk a little bit about kind of how you came to become facilitators for FPU.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat story. So in late 2014, 2015, my wife and I were continuing to work on our financial situation, and we were looking for some new ways to think about money and how to invest and save and build wealth for the future. And she was able to come across the Dave Ramsey model. And it's something that we took to. It worked well for us. We've been passionate about the process for many, many years now. And we decided, and when we relocated and moved to Colorado Springs in April of 2017, that we wanted to try to find a way in which we could help others learn about the same programs and see if it was important to them and if it worked well for them. And through building a network in the community, I was introduced to Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. They actually supported me in finding my job here in Colorado Springs and helping us with our transition to the community. And so we started volunteering right away. And one day we just kind of spoke to the leadership of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center about Financial Peace University, and they were incredibly enthusiastic. And so we decided to put it together. And since 2018, we've conducted 6 seminars. Unfortunately, we couldn't do any seminars last year due to the pandemic.
Yeah, it's one thing that unfortunately the pandemic's still kind of showing some of the signs right now as far as the impacts. But we know really one thing that did get brought up throughout the course of the pandemic was really that need to be more in control of your budget and control of your financial situation, which is where programs like Financial Peace become so critical as well. And let's just, you know, talk, because it's not just about really getting the current budget going, making sure that you have enough just day-to-day in your paycheck. It's really about setting up for that future and that legacy, something that we know Dave talks about so often here on KRDO News Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. I think with the program goals that we try to put through are helping families start by identifying their financial dreams and finding a way in which they can achieve them. And there are many, many ways to achieve your financial dreams. We know for a fact with our family that the Financial Peace has worked tremendously for us, our adult son. And in the 6 seminars that we were able to host with Mount Carmel, over 72 different families were able to come through and pay off over $425,000 in non-consumer loan debt. And that allows them also to realize that, you know, financial retirement, it's a number, not necessarily an age. And what Financial Peace University will do is it will provide an opportunity for these families and veterans to find new ways to talk about money with their spouse or partner, gives them a safe place to discuss finances without judgment, and surround yourself with other families who are looking to achieve the same financial dreams.
Exactly. And now, Mark, if somebody hasn't really taken the full opportunities to take these kind of courses, I know you mentioned, you know, some of the things as far as that safe place to discuss finances, but what else does it look like, you know, starting to go to these meetings, starting to take place in these seminars, and really, you know, what does it look like to participate?
That's a great question. Participation is really the most important thing, is to show up each week. We're very protective of the people that are there. We don't share any information, financial information, with anybody else. We don't talk about anybody's personal finances outside the class. So that creates a safe place. And I think the other thing is it's important to participate in all 9 weeks, because Financial Peace University starts out with some building blocks. And it develops everything from about how to save and how to relate with money, about your behaviors, how to kick debt, get rid of debt, and start to invest. So participation is really just about 2 hours, one night a week for 9 weeks. And then the interesting thing is that we have families that we still work with 3 to 4 years later as we continue to coach and help them through their financial journey.
Absolutely. Yeah, it definitely gives that great foundation. But also, as you'd mentioned, you were still working with people years after. It also gives you that kind of support and that kind of baseline group to continue to reach out to and have people kind of in your corner, maybe those cheerleaders or motivators to help you achieve those goals.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, a lot of what Financial Peace University talks about and the other types of wonderful financial services that Mount Carmel provides, a lot of it's about behavior changes. We live in a consumer-based culture versus a building wealth culture. And a lot of these changes create a lot of fear. A lot of people think that they're going to change your life permanently in a negative way, when ultimately some of these changes that they go through are only temporary. And when you change these behaviors and you find new ways of looking at money and knowing that anybody can build wealth, statistically, 80% of millionaires in this country are first generation rich. And it doesn't really matter what you make or what your family status is. These programs can help you develop those behaviors. And we want to provide a safe space so that we can help deal with those fears and make people feel comfortable about new ways of looking at their finances and their future.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the courses, because we know it's going to start up again here for 2022, and let's talk about some of the dates, times, and things people might need to know if they want to participate in the next round of FPU through Mount Carmel.
Yeah, great question. I appreciate it. So the first week class will start on 16 February and will run every week for 9 weeks, finishing on April 13th. And the classes are hosted right there at the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. They're every Wednesday, and they start at 6:30, and we're generally out of there by 8:30 p.m. because we know that people have schedules and things that they need to do. We're flexible as best we can. We have found that if there's something that needs to change, we'll adjust a date. But generally, we're able to put the classes together and start on week one and finish on week nine. If a family or a veteran out there is not able to make the first class seminar we're going to have from February to April, there will be a second seminar that's already scheduled starting on August 17th and will run through October 12th. So they'll have two opportunities this year to participate. And the one thing I also wanted to mention too is that once you've taken this class and paid the $25 reduced fee for materials, you can always come back at any other future class at no cost and retake the course. And some of our success stories, families will come back and tell their own stories of how they've been able to change their lives.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, what to expect, you know, some of that, you know, what you mentioned, you know, really trying to find that safe space. But as you've been hosting these and going through it in the past couple of years, what are some of the biggest misconceptions that you've heard from people who might have been skeptical to come in to participate in this, or maybe had some hesitation and were kind of dragged by one spouse or a partner versus having both sides really fully committed?
You know, that's a really good question, too. I think a lot of, I mean, my own skepticism initially was kind of overcoming my own fears and my own misconceptions about what re-educating yourself about different ways of handling money may be. Number one, there's no sales going on during the seminars. We're not selling anything. Mary and I don't teach anything. Dave Ramsey does all of the education. We simply facilitate and answer questions. And we share stories about our own challenges and successes. And what we find is that students over the 9-week course start to feel comfortable in talking about their own challenges. And they start to realize that they're not alone. And the other big misconception is that they feel like they're alone in the world, but they're not. They're perfectly normal. The lives that they're leading already financially are very normal. They're not doing anything wrong. And so this is an opportunity to educate themselves about a different way of looking about reaching their financial goals and handling their money. And I think overall, they realize that this is something that they can choose to want to do if they want to. And if they don't, that's perfectly fine, because some of these new behaviors take a long time to change and overcome their fears. So I hope that answered the question.
Absolutely. Yeah, it definitely does. And again, we know there are going to be at least 2 9-week courses offered at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center in 2022. Again, let's just remind everyone of the first session, the important dates as far as making sure that you're registered for and how to take part if you're so interested.
Yeah, so if you're ready and interested in registering for the class starting in February, just please call Mount Carmel at 719-772-7000. Let them know that you'd like to register for the Financial Peace University course. They'll go ahead and register you. They'll take that $25 registration fee, and then they'll let Mary and I know that you've been registered, and then we'll take it from there and make contact with everybody, give them some final instructions, and look forward to meeting them on the evening of 16 February for week one. All of the class materials we'll bring with us. So all they need to do is show up with some enthusiasm and an open mind. And we look forward to meeting everybody that we can get a chance to help.
All right. Well, Mark, we definitely thank you so much for not only doing this, but your service to the country as well, and for joining us here on the podcast today.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to doing our part at the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. We just appreciate being part of the team.
Absolutely. And again, for more information or to register, just call Mount Carmel 719-772-7000.
When it's time to consider your Medicare options, let Medicare Mentors guide you. They offer relationship-based education and services at no cost to ensure that everyone who is eligible for Medicare understands all their options. Medicare Mentors is local and veteran-owned with a focus on serving the veteran community. Stay healthy by optimizing your coverage with help from Medicare Mentors. Visit MedicareMentorsLLC.com or call 719-886-3377.
That rack of rack, dirty, perfect, short and fat.
Don't fight with your furnace this season. Right now, get our signature furnace system tune-up for just $49. keeping the flame alive in your furnace? The Wire Nut does that.
Welcome back to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. The Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and KRDO News Radio, sponsored in part by Medicare Mentors, helping veterans navigate the Medicare maze. Go to MedicareMentorsLLC.com or give them a call at 719-888-3377. We're continuing to talk about different ways to help really focus on the well-being of our veteran community. We know we talked a lot about the financial well-being, but also some ways to make sure that we're also helping to support families with a mental, emotional, and other well-being as well. Joining me now is Mark Squire, the founder of Will's Hope. And Mark, let's first talk about what Will's Hope is.
Well, Will's Hope was originally, we started it in 2013. And at that point in time, we were oriented or focused on young adults with mental disabilities, where the world has says you're different, so we're going to stigmatize you. And consequently, they were not accepted in society, or society would push them off. And so we've tried to target the young adults that are over 18 that are a potential risk of some self-destructive behavior. So that's what we started on. And then as we went forward with the young adult programs, men and women, for several years, we've talked with our board about this would be perfect applicable to veterans that are struggling with PTSD, TBI, depression, and other conditions like that.
Absolutely. And of course, you're also retired out of the U.S. Army, and this really kind of helps with that wanting to give back and understanding some of the struggles that veterans do bring back with them after they've separated from the service.
That's correct. I've been retired for a while, but, you know, I do this jointly with my wife, Sarah, and we kind of keep the pulse on what's going on in the military and what's going on locally here. And as I mentioned, one of the things that we see, and if you look at the suicide rates over the recent, well, actually, they can go way back, but, you know, it's just totally unacceptable that here we are, the richest country in the world, the best military in the world, and we're leaving a lot of veterans out hanging after they complete their service and complete their duty to the country with some sort of invisible wound or maybe a physical wound. So we believe, and we ran our pilot programs last year, and it proved our belief was correct, that putting him in a program like Will's Hope, which is an 11-day program, it's an immersion program that takes place in the outdoors. We use the Yellowstone region, or the greater Yellowstone ecosystem up there around Yellowstone, Grand Tetons, and the National Forest as our venue. And so we take them, we put them in an immersion environment, and it's just the magnitude of the change of the environment. It's almost like it's completely opposite. And for some of our veterans, it offers a whole new world for them to get some perspective and for them to relook at how they look at things and all of a sudden realize that, well, maybe my problems aren't quite as big as I thought they were.
Absolutely. And let's talk more about that 11-day program as well, because, you know, you mentioned some of the great goals, but there are so many other benefits as far as the participants of this program really getting out into nature. And as you mentioned, this that full immersive experience.
Yes. Basically, if the veteran comes to us and goes through our program, which the main program takes place in the summer up there, but we do have a train up process that we do in the spring. There's all sorts of opportunities there. I mean, you can look at the different activities that we do. We'll do large mammal wildlife observation. We'll look at raptors. We'll look at geology, the thermal features, and everything else that's up in there. Fly fishing is a full day that we do with the veterans too. And all that does, and especially over the 11 days, when you put that sort of level of effort with our expert instructors and guides and whatnot that we use, it really opens up the avenues where they can have a little bit of peace, they can have a little bit of solitude. And some of the feedback that we got was that it helped with their strengths. They've gained new strengths. Some of them rediscovered a passion for being reconnected with with nature. A lot of them, based on our pilot programs, indicated that it was a very, very self-healing period of time in their life. And in fact, in one case, several people said it was a life-changing experience. And several people also said in 11 days, they accomplished more than they've done in months or years of counseling.
Yeah, and we know there were so many impacts, especially to our veterans coming out of the pandemic. And let's talk about some of the unique impacts that you saw, especially with participants last year in 2021.
Well, that was a good group. What happened on that, we wanted to run one pilot program, but that filled. So we opened up another program for the veterans. So we ended up taking a total of 9 veterans up there, plus our staff. And it really depends on the individual, what they get out of it. Some of them cherish the solitude and just being out in a remote area where there is absolutely nobody around. Some of them cherish some of the activities that we did, like the fly fishing. They just felt very comfortable because they're fly fishing there. They're listening to the water. The bonding, that was a big takeaway for the veterans that were up there. So it was one of these things where the veteran, we just don't bring them in for a couple, or we work out of Colorado Springs and we do day trips to do things. We bring them in together where they have the opportunity to meet with each other, talk with each other, listen to each other. And in a couple of cases, we had people that were very, very veterans that were very, very narrow focused on their view of the world. And then after this bonding exercise, and after building more friends, they were able to reflect and enlarge their sphere of friendships. So there's just so many different things that come out of the program. Yes, we use nature, we use the Native Americans, we use the outdoors, and as I indicated, it's an immersion environment. But you put all that together, and the veterans that went through last year, 100% positive, they come out as a better person.
Absolutely. And then we know there will be 3 programs this summer. And let's talk about what's on tap for this summer through Will's Hope.
We're going to run 3 programs, as you indicated, Andrew. For the veterans that went this year, or 2021, a number of them expressed an interest in returning. So we've got a program set up for them 8 to 18 July of 2022. But it was obvious from the end of the program and the pilot programs last year, and what our veterans told us when they were giving us the feedback, that there's a much bigger pool out there that we need to be looking at and helping with some of the invisible injuries. And so we have 2 programs set up. The first one is for veteran women from the 14th to the 23rd of June of 2022. And then after that program's done, we're doing a first-year men's veterans program from 26 June to 5 July. So we're running 3 programs this year. And at this point, we are taking names of individuals that are interested.
Yeah, and let's talk about the program itself as far as, you know, some of the specifics as far as the cost to participate, what participation looks like, and things that you might need to know if you're looking to get registered into this.
Well, the big thing is if the veteran's interested in the program, they need to be prepared. It is interactive. It's not one where they can just go up there and sit and listen. It's interactive, and we do some different exercises in that regard. We don't take more than 6 veterans unless they're on our staff, and then we'll have a few folks. Typically, we'll have a nurse. We try to have a mental health counselor if one is available. But what we found with the 2 pilot programs last year, everybody's so excited. It's almost like, you know, everybody was on autopilot. They're just so excited to be there. You go out and watch a large grizzly, or you watch a golden eagle come in on a carcass, and there's a couple bald eagles there, and all of a sudden the bald eagles scatter because you've got a golden eagle showing up. We try to take a nurse with us on each program. The cost is $400 for the first year veterans, and just here in the last day or so, we made the decision that for the returning veterans, it's going to be the same, $400. And last year, the majority of the veterans were able to get some sort of financial sponsorship for the $400. That, you know, as part of our mission, my wife and my mission, is we collect donations. We've started to collect donations after the pilot programs. We feel that we need to try to make this as inexpensive as we can to any veteran participant. The cost to us is about $5,000 per veteran, but we try to keep it down low using donations and a couple other sources. We have access to a couple grants we can get where we can help, where we can help subsidize the veterans. And the best thing to do is, if somebody is interested, to get hold of me, 719-210-5625, and we can start, you know, we can start the process.
Absolutely. Again, for more information on this program, reach out to Mark at 719-210-5625 or visit willshopeopportunities.org. Mark Squire, thank you so much for joining us, for your service, and for your continued service helping veterans with the programs that you're offering through Will's Hope.
Thank you, Andrew. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, that does it here for the Veterans Voice podcast. The Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and KRDO News Radio, sponsored by USAA, Wirenet Home Services, and Medicare Mentors. The Veterans Voice publishes on the second and fourth Saturday of each month at 0800 on KRDO.com or wherever you get your podcasts.